Mr. Chair, it is one of the important mandate of the MSP to manage the ISP process. And with this part of the outcome document, we will be able to reflect the sense of the MSP on how we want to take the ISP forward in the next 3 years. And I believe that there's this general sense in the meeting that we need to reflect substantive points to reflect the discussions that took place in the MXS. I will not touch upon any particular topic, but of course, there were so many ideas and proposals, recommendations raised in the MXS. Some are, some of course have been more developed than the others. Delegations would like to see their certain proposals included in this outcome document. But I believe that the chair has done a great job in his approach of having a more generalized treatment of the paragraphs. And I think this is the only way forward for us to agree that all the paragraphs under the section referring to this MX should be balanced if we're going to discuss certain proposals and details, then we might want to see it in all the other paragraphs. And that's going to be a time-consuming exercise. So we should have balance, but also probably some restraint, because we only have a few hours to go to complete our mandate for this MSP. And probably we should be more realistic in what's achievable, what's possible. But I think the general sense is it's important to reflect that we have gained a lot of good proposals, good traction on ways and means to improve our work and strengthen the convention during the MXS, and that should we have reflect a kind of directional movement to the ISP process that the next MXS and the next 2 years of the ISP can build upon. Thank you, Mr. Chair.